Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the 100 Grand on My Wrist podcast. My name is Thomas, and I'm your host. And this is episode number 27. Thanks so much for tuning in. We got a great show lined up. I'm joined, as usual, by the co-host who brings the goods. It's Jesse Wilson of noonediesforever.com. Jesse.
Hi.
What's up, man?
Pretty much same stuff as last podcast.
Oh, really?
Nothing new. Been listening to a little rap from time to time, and,
Would you say, rap is your favorite type of music?
It's up there.
Oh, okay.
I'd say rap, number one.
Interesting.
I'm making a list of my top one favorite genres. I'd say rap's right there.
Great.
The best American music.
Uh-huh.
The best music in the world.
Right.
The best music from the Bay Area.
Uh-huh.
The best music. Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Great. Well, Jesse, we got a great show lined up, don't we, buddy? Last episode, we talked a lot about a bunch of new rap songs.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, what the fuck? You know, why are we talking about rap music? What is this, a rap music podcast?
No.
No, it's not.
No, this is it's like one of those podcasts where they interview comedians, except neither of us is a comedian. We don't know any comedians.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. Yeah, a lot of comedy podcasts are comedians interviewing other comedians, and they usually aren't really that funny.
We promise there will never be a comedian on this podcast.
Nope. What if I take up my career dream and become a comedian?
Yeah, well, okay.
Fine. Then I'm getting the boot, huh?
Yeah, that wasn't my call to make either.
I don't have the authority.
I was just full of anti-comedian fervor.
Yeah.
Once you listen to too much comedy, which I said, now I've been like cold turkey off comedy. I haven't been watching comedy movies
or
stand-up comedy, really. Feels great.
Do you think you've become less or more funny?
Less. I'm always getting less funny. As a kid, I was like, great.
Yeah.
I always give like really charming, you know, thank you cards to all my relatives. I was like, my friends thought I was funny at school, and it's just dying slowly.
Yeah. No, as life gives you more responsibilities and you have to like, you know, tell people what to do and stuff, you become more of a dick. And yeah, when I was like 16, I was like the goofiest kid on earth, you know.
I can only imagine.
Yeah. I won class clown in 7th, 8th, and 9th grade.
Oh, no shit, really?
3 years straight, I was the class clown at my junior high.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. And I was a complete goofball. But then I was like, oh, wait a second. This isn't how you get women to touch your penis, you know? And
they're fucking the best eyes guy.
Yeah.
Most likely to be president guy.
Right. Most athletic.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. So then I stopped being such a goofball, and I'm still waiting for my first girlfriend, but I feel like it's just around the corner, you know? Anytime now. Fingers crossed. You know anybody, Jesse? Any ladies? Okay, we'll talk after the show. Jesse, I know we have a lot of non-rap stuff to talk about, but perhaps let's play a rap song and then get into all the other stuff we have.
It sounds like a decent plan.
Okay. Well, Jesse, this weather outside, I know weather is, you know, the cool topic to talk about on podcasts, but we gotta talk about it. It's pretty warm outside.
Yeah,
pretty warm.
I know.
And with that in mind,
I had to buy new white tees today. I'm fucking sweating through all my old shirts. Yeah.
Dude, I can't wear white tees. I pit stain them so hard.
Oh, I pit stain them. However hard you pit stain them, I pit stain them even harder. But that's why I can't wear gray shirts.
Are you saying you can out pit stain me, bro?
If we put it up to a contest, I think I can.
All right, I'm going to play a song. I'm going to go pull out some pit stained undershirts. And you can just look at them in all their glory.
Sounds good.
Yeah, wonderful. Why don't we have more women listen to this podcast?
Women get pit stains too.
Do they? I don't think women get pit stains.
It's just hard. You don't get a pit stain as much when you're wearing like a tank top or something. I've seen it.
I don't think women poop either. That's just my how I covet them in my mind. No poops, no pit stains.
Snot?
No, they don't bleed either.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, just rainbows and sugar comes out.
Right on.
Yeah. Anyways, Jesse. So,
class clown over here, guys. Tearing it up.
Jesse, so the weather is warm. Here's a song titled Summer.
Oh, okay.
By a rapper named Freeze.
What?
Yeah, heyo. That's a little bit of a contrast there. A juxtaposition. A yin and a yang.
Duality.
Jesse, every single episode, let's reference yin and yang somehow.
It's become one of our best recurring segments.
Easily. The fans
agree. Or not segments, but, you know.
Themes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fans agree.
Duality, New Girl, and shitty companies that advertise on podcasts are our running themes.
Mm-hmm. Stamps.com is our sponsor today, and they're sponsoring...
We've run out of Stamps.com stuff, yeah, straight up.
Oh.
Every week I've been trying to, these last couple of podcasts, I've been trying to think of a new... I've even thought, like, Tamps.com? Amps.com? Oops.com? Nothing.
No worries, man. Alright, well, let's play this song.
No matter how much money we get, we still hungry. Real talk, Freeze. We came from nothing, made it in America. When I was young, having food stamps was embarrassing. Couldn't get them new J's, had to get them new troops. With the two dudes, that's old school. Now I'm up in that old school. Smoking all on that snowman, flexing on them like Conan. Ham sandwich like bro, man, with a new plan to get more bands. I ain't sweating no hoe, man. I can't build what you can't deal with.
Nah.
How I look with a fake bitch, I don't fake shit. I'm a real nigga. Pulling up to that barbecue, chicken wings off the grill, nigga. Summertime in that 8K to the Bay 2, we grill getters. In position, we go to grin. She got with me to that booty bigger. This real life, but bring the camera and press record. It's a movie, nigga. It's a movie, nigga. Mob music, we independent. Getting major dough with that major flow. My face money, I don't pay for hoes, I don't pray for dope. Nah, I'm God body. Me and Burn, we mob partners. Cookie shirt with them leads, nigga. I'm a street feral regime, nigga. And it's like that. Every summer, man, we been doing this. You know, we gon' bend the corners, man. We gon', man, we fucking around, man. Never stop. Cutlass, Monte Carlos, and Regals, fam. Sitting high off the ground. Double cups, right?
Uh-huh.
Been in corners, cause I feel like Mike. I believe I can fly. Pissy diamonds like R. Kelly and my Bezzy. Next on my list is the gold Prezi.
What else?
With a gold goddess all on my arm, she's so ready.
Yeah.
We armed and dangerous, getting Prezis. Giving dollars to the kids all in the hood for doing good. They say they wanna be like me, I tell them do better
than me.
Do what you want and have fun, you gon' see cheddar. A couple homies didn't make it to another summer. I'm pouring liquor on the ground to let them know we love them.
Peace.
I wonder if they proud. And when I rock the show, I'm seeing cell phones and lighters in the crowd.
Light them up.
One time for my loved ones gone. Two times for the locked up. Now it's time to mob up. Sunny days, but the world cold, so my guard up.
Sunny days, but the world cold, so my guard up.
Mob.
All right, there you go, Jesse. You feeling those summer vibes?
Yeah.
You feeling like putting a comical amount of sunscreen on your nose? And,
oh my God, I'm the champion at that.
Do you do that in real life?
I put a lot on my nose, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, just the nose and the tip of my penis, and then I let the rest just get burned.
Right. Let the balls get a nice tan?
Yeah.
Wonderful. So that song was by Freeze, an Akron rapper you probably know very well, and... Freeze is the like least depressing of Akron rappers. Like his solo material is like actually like relatively accessible and a little bit friendly, and like if you follow him on like Twitter, he likes to work out and like I don't know, he has his own little like business going, and he's always like sending positive tweets like working hard, another great day, just hit the gym.
Sounds like a good follow.
Yeah, definitely. So Freeze is the you know, he's the upbeat guy of the Akron rappers. You could say he's the yin to the other. No, I'm just kidding.
That's too many times.
Yeah, too many times. So anyway, that was a good song. Nice, friendly beat and good vibes. But Jesse, let's get into it, man.
Okay.
What you got going on? Talk to me.
Okay. A return of a long dead segment.
Oh, back from the dead.
Dating advice.
Dating advice. Jesse, it's been far too long since you've given dating advice to the listeners.
Yep.
And
I ran out of angles, I felt like.
Right. Well, I can't wait to hear your new angle.
Well, we got a new angle this week, and that angle is how to get a prostitute to fall in love with you.
Ugh. Finally!
Classic.
Now, Jesse, this is a topic the listeners can relate to across the internet.
Well, a lot of them can relate to falling in love with a prostitute.
Right.
But you want to get the prostitute to love you back.
Right. Ugh. So many stories to tell about that topic.
Yeah.
Personally. But I'll let you...
I feel like I had an intro that made this relevant, but I forgot. So here's how you get a prostitute to fall in love.
Okay.
With you.
Wonderful.
Put on international...
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Let me interrupt you. Do you think it's more difficult or less difficult to get a prostitute to fall in love with you versus, like, a regular woman who does not sell her body for sex?
I'd say more of a challenge, depending on how good you are at sex.
But do you think that... I would think they'd just shut down during sex because they're dead on the inside.
Okay.
So, I don't know if your sexual performance really matters as much. Anyway, something to think about. I think on the one hand, it's easier to get a prostitute to fall in love, but on the other hand, it's harder. I don't know.
Do they have any love left to give?
Yeah.
You know?
I think it probably depends how long they've been in the biz.
Yeah. What?
You know, if they've been a prostitute a long time, like, forget about it. But if they're, like, a new prostitute, then you might be able to win them over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you look for, like, young prostitutes.
I'm talking like 12?
Taxi driver, yeah.
Terrible. All right, so I'm sorry. Sorry to interrupt you, Jesse. You were about to say something.
I was about to give the first item on the list.
Okay.
Which is a pretty obvious one. You just put on International Players Anthem when you have sex for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Prostitutes love that stuff. Or Perfect Gentleman by Wyclef Jean. Works as well. Yeah.
Okay.
Those are both good ones.
Prostitutes love UGK.
Yeah, they do.
Yep.
You know, it's a lot, they can relate to it.
Right.
Next piece of advice, give her access to your credit cards and send her on a shopping spree, like in Pretty Woman.
It sounds like a win-win.
Yeah.
She has a great time.
She tries on different dresses. You tell her thumbs up, thumbs down.
Right.
Tries on different shoes and stuff.
You
kind of shows that you trust her, you know.
Right. You get neck deep in a crushing debt.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Also, ask her insightful questions about the life of a prostitute. Like, what's your favorite thing about being a prostitute? And what advice would you give to a young prostitute who just got started into the business?
That's great. Those are great icebreakers.
Yeah. I'd like to know.
Right. Maybe ask them about the weather.
We were
first,
just talking about young prostitutes, right?
Yes.
Oh man, there's so many callbacks in this episode. I feel like your laptop's about to turn inside out.
Yep, it might.
Drink a bunch of booze when you're around her.
Oh fuck, Jesse, my laptop just turned inside out. God damn it! I'm sorry. What were you saying? I gotta.
We're here on the other side.
Oh, okay.
Now you're podcasting to us.
Now we're listening to you as a podcaster.
I don't... Boring.
Boring.
3 stars.
Would not listen again.
The co-host is just...
a real snooze.
Either the woman or the co-host or the sound effects guy.
Fuck them all. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
Drink a bunch of booze when you're around her, like Nicolas Cage in the movie Leaving Las Vegas. To make her see you as a fellow troubled soul who doesn't judge her for being an outsider.
Oh. That's kind of a good tip, I think.
Great tip.
I've seen that movie. Have you seen that movie?
Yep.
I had to watch that movie in like an alcohol awareness class.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, it's really depressing.
Yeah. I really like the first half, actually, and the second half gets like kind of corny and shit. Yeah, but yeah. When he's just stumbling around, it's like the perfect part for Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. Some say that that was his the apex of his career, and then it was downhill after that. No. What has he done that
he's
has been
funny? Great movies.
In the last 10 years, name a great movie he's been in.
Bad Lieutenant.
And don't say Ghost Rider 2.
Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that.
It's fantastic. It's like that 50 Cent Val Kilmer movie we were talking about.
Uh-huh.
But good.
Oh, interesting.
And Val Kilmer's in that too, actually.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Dang, dude. Val Kilmer's everywhere.
But Nicolas Cage is the star. You see him just like fucking girls, smoking crack, like fucking putting guns up to people's heads, hallucinating. It's phenomenal.
Sounds awesome, man.
And it's a Werner Herzog film.
Oh, Herzog. Love him.
Yeah, playing against type.
You ever see Jack Reacher?
No. Don't tell me that's a Werner Herzog.
He's in it. He has like four lines.
Werner Herzog is in Jack Reacher?
Yeah, yeah. He's the bad guy.
And what?
He has four lines, but he's like, it's the best four lines.
I'm going to watch that movie now.
You got to. It's a good movie.
My lord.
Okay.
Is it actually a good movie?
No, yeah, it is. It's like a, standard action detective type movie. You know, and then Werner Herzog pops up and he's like,
holy fuck.
I am going to kill you. And you're like, holy shit, this is awesome.
Does a speech about how the universe is chaos and nature hates us.
Exactly. He does a speech about, like, chaos.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's his whole shit.
Right.
Yeah.
But
that sounds great.
So, prostitute falling in love with me.
Mm-hmm.
This is relevant to my interests.
Where were we? Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, then just to make sure.
So I'm going to get crushing debt. I'm going to ask her about some ice-breaking prostitute questions. I'm going to become an alcoholic. All these sound very reasonable.
Yeah. Put your face up really close to hers. This next one. Run your fingers through her wig and tell her that you don't judge her for being an outsider. Just to make sure.
Oh, good tip.
Then help her finish her autobiography.
Oh, yes.
And working from there, tell her you want to make her a star. Your close friend and business associate is in town shooting a movie this week, and the female lead just walked out on them. She'd be a perfect fit for it. It's a documentary for Vice magazine called Gutter Bitches of West Florida. And lastly, take her far, far away to a tropical island in the South Pacific, where they have white sandy beaches and sunsets instead of gang violence. They're always looking for new prostitutes there.
Wonderful, Jesse. Well,
actually, it was almost supposed to tell a little story, but I got a little broken up.
I was talking a bunch.
What are you gonna do? Yeah, you had a great contribution though, which is that Werner Herzog isn't Jack Reacher. Fucking incredible.
What more do you need to know? Well, there you go, prostitutes. Can't wait to fall in love with them and for them to fall in love with me. Yeah.
Maybe it is time to kill dating advice segment.
I hope it comes back soon. I'm gonna come up with some dating advice before the end of this show.
Oh yeah, there, you should do you're in charge of the next.
I'm gonna make up dating advice before the end of the show. Okay. But before that, I have a list that I want to share with you, Jesse.
Oh, right on.
You know how there's like bucket lists, you know?
Right.
There's even a movie called Bucket List, which is like
my favorite buckets. Gray bucket. Black. Sorry. I've made that dumb joke before. It's hard to resist.
No, it's a good joke. It's a good joke. But the.
Like, that'd be a good BuzzFeed list, you know? Like, yeah. The 10 chillest buckets.
Or have you heard of Feed Buzz?
No.
Oh, it's like a BuzzFeed takeoff. It's funny.
I don't see how you would do that.
It's like. I don't
know. It's great.
It's run by this guy, Brunt. From Twitter, and he's a funny guy, and I don't even know if it's still going, but anyways, here's a list similar to bucket lists, which are things that you want to do before you hit the bucket. I have
kick.
Oh yeah, can you punch the bucket?
No,
you have to kick it.
Punching the bucket is going into a coma.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah,
what if you like headbutt the bucket?
Then you're just a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, there you go. Well, similar to bucket lists, I have a list of top 10 things to do before you die.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So
I've been worrying about death recently, so this will be great.
Have you? Okay, great. Because you become an alcoholic to get a prostitute to fall in love with you?
Coming soon.
So you know your liver failure is imminent?
Yeah.
All right, well,
you
Jesse...
You can't tell me to stop drinking. That's the best part.
Well, Jesse, I have top 10 things to do before you die. I'm going to sprinkle in some lighthearted music right here. It's going to be very poppy. I'll find it in post. All right, here we go. Listen to that music. Isn't that a catchy tune? Wonderful.
It was like an allergy commercial or something.
Do they have music in allergy commercials?
Yeah, it's like upbeat. Okay.
Give me an example
like
of an
you're
allergy.
Free from your allergies.
Okay, great. All right. Top 10 things to do before you die. Number one, Jesse, get cancer. Number two, not live up to your parents' expectations. Number three, regret not being a good parent to your kids. Number four, Jesse, obviously, spend a lot of time on some bullshit that is a complete waste of time. Examples.
A lot of people say they would have wished they would have spent more time.
An example being perhaps this podcast. Number five, get a really embarrassing disease like herpes or a yeast infection. You gotta do it before you die. Number six, Jesse, I think you might be able to relate to this one. Go out with some friends wearing a hat and realize halfway through the night how goofy it looks and abandon it in a restaurant bathroom.
I would never do that.
Number seven, masturbate to something embarrassing like your attractive aunt or Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, man.
Things That's to do before one. You die. Keep that in mind, Jesse, okay? Don't die before you do that. Number eight, be secretly racist deep down inside.
Check.
You gotta wait till you're... number nine, Jesse... accidentally clog up the toilet in the house of someone you respect and never say anything to that person about it.
Just leave it clogged. And leave.
Yeah. And then number 10, Jesse, this I feel like is the most essential one. You can't die before you do this. Dance poorly at a social event and stop as soon as you realize everyone is watching and judging your lack of rhythm. There Ooh. You go. Cut the happy music. What do you think, Jesse?
That was a good one. And that got me doing the old annoying laugh.
So, yeah, something to think about before you die, audience member.
I can't even what is Jessica Rabbit? I forgot, but it just sounded hilarious because it's got to be some nerdy like cartoon or something.
Yeah,
right?
Remember Roger Rabbit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Jessica Rabbit was the sexy cartoon.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know. She was.
Oh, that's a perfect example.
Yeah. And I mean, I bet there's tons of guys who have beat off to Jessica Rabbit.
Did I tell you about my favorite creepy thing to say while watching TV and movies and stuff?
What?
You just whenever there's like a really young actress on screen, you go, "She's gonna be hot later." You can tell.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean,
it's a fun game.
I've heard people say that in real life, and it is equally as troubling.
Yeah.
It's like a pretty like standard creepy thing to say. Yeah. But
damn, they gave her some big old tits.
Yeah, the younger they are, the weirder it is to say. But I don't recommend saying it at all because.
And it doesn't make sense because there's tons of girls who look like super fine as 5-year-olds, and then they're busted as 25-year-olds. So.
All right, on that troubling note, Jesse, what do you say we...
Stuff doesn't have to... If you would have just laughed at that instead of just left it silent, then it wouldn't be strange at all.
I prefer the awkward sounds, because frankly, I think you should be judged.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, Jesse, I want to play a little bit of a Jay Stalin song.
A new Jay Stalin
song? A new Jay Stalin song. And it's titled Meth. No, not math. Meth. I know Jay Stalin's big on arithmetic, but this is actually named after the drug, methamphetamine.
What is this off of?
His new album.
Called Meth?
rapping in the same melody as usual as I talk about women in a gross manner. I think is the title. I could be wrong. But hey, check out this song, Jesse. Let me know what you think, okay?
Okay.
Never been a punk. Real killers move in silence like a monk. I mark my territory like a skunk. Parked on the block, started moving it out the trunk. Niggas push your coke like CDs. Push your CDs like methamphetamine. This hating niggas all poison like gangrene. Small circle, so fuck it, I don't need a team. All I need is some clientele and a triple beam. And I can turn a nightmare to your biggest dream. Remember a nigga with nothing to do anything. Sweating over stove like slaves. I seen a lot of niggas headed to their early grave. On the quest to get paid. Serving more fiends than a fucking gay parade. This a dope game, we still living day to day. They hit you with the Rico and take it all away. Fuck them all, I was trying to take care of my family. Niggas snitching, now they playing for the other side. See no evil, hear no evil when it's homicide. All my niggas gon' ride like a carpool. Fuck a nigga over in the midst of moving dog food. Said all my niggas gon' ride like a carpool. Fuck a nigga over in the midst of moving dog food. And I can turn a nightmare to a sweet dream. All I need is some clientele and a triple B. Few solid niggas, I don't need a whole team. And we can get rich on methamphetamines. And we can get rich on methamphetamines. And we can get rich on methamphetamines. Few solid niggas, I don't need a whole team. Tired of being broke, tired of being homeless. How I ended up a teenager on the corner. A little nigga on the quest for some Jay Jones. I was working my shift on the early morning. Two pair of pants, nigga, three shirts. Cause I was posted in the rain on the same turf. I was born on and went back to when I left church. Stuck with the D-boy curse. Loving the hustle, let me tell you about the struggle. Remember I used to buy plug the bubble. You adapted to the game, now they all love you. Watch it change when the money come, they wanna touch it. My trigger fingers stay itching, so it's really nothing. But on the real, nigga, I'm just tryna get this money. My trigger fingers stay itching, so it's really nothing. But on the real, nigga, I'm just tryna get this money. And I can turn a nightmare to a sweet dream. All I need is some clientele and a triple B. Few solid niggas, I don't need a whole team. And we can get rich on methamphetamines. And we can get rich on methamphetamines. And we can get rich on methamphetamines. I don't need a whole team. And we gon' get rich on methamphetamine.
Alright, there you go, Jesse. That was Meth by Jay Stalin. And that was actually off the Burner compilation. That we played a bunch of songs from a few weeks ago. So, yeah, there you go. Jay Stalin, Meth. Dirty Money. That's the name of the Burner compilation. Very upbeat, positive production there. Feel good vibes once again. But the subject matter, I would say, is less than positive, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, but you could call meth kind of an upbeat drug. You know?
I guess so. Meth is a really terrible drug, though. So it's kind of weird to like hear rappers like
it. I used to make that classic mistake when I started listening to rap. You know how like a bunch of East Coast rappers back in the you probably don't, but back in the, you know they'd always
I
call,
tuned out as soon as you said East Coast.
They call rappers. Weed meth back in the day, just like you know really? Mac Dre and stuff. It'd say cock for
right.
pussy. They'd say meth for weed, and so I always thought they were talking about smoking meth and shit. And I was like, damn, I didn't realize. I thought meth was more of like a white people drug, but apparently, yeah, it was just one of those confusing bits of slang.
On the East Coast, they used to call weed meth?
Yeah, there's like little smoke of meth and, you know, if you listen to like Boot Camp Click or something.
They're not talking about meth, man? Uh-huh.
I read Wu-Tang Manual back in the day, thanks. And it said they used to call weed meth decal, which is how Method Man got his name and stuff.
Interesting. I was thinking maybe it was like menthol cigarettes, but that doesn't quite work.
No.
Yeah.
Interesting. Why?
Huh. But yeah, I guess Jay Stalin's actually talking about meth here.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to sell methamphetamines.
Yeah, he does. He says methamphetamine to make sure that you know.
Right, right. So anyways, yeah, I guess that was a pretty good song. Jay Stalin, as a whole, is a rapper that I'm finding myself less and less interested by because...
Yeah.
I feel like he's just kind of treading in the same ground, you know? I don't feel like I'm missing anything if I'm not hearing a new Jay Stalin album. It's going to be more of the same from him, you know?
Yeah, it's too bad.
Yeah.
I listened to... What's the height of Jay Stalin's career, would you say, that album-wise?
I think people might say Gas Nation from 08.
Right.
You know? The one he... Yeah. And then...
I listened to that one.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Because I was trying to think of the last time I really enjoyed a Jay Stalin album. But there's one good one after that, too, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, and Invasion of the Body Snatchers is kind of tight, too.
Yeah, I enjoyed that one, even though it was more of like a mixtape than anything else. A lot of people like Prenuptial Agreement.
Right, that's what I'm thinking of, Prenuptial Agreement.
Prenuptial Agreement from 2010. I think for me, there's like no definitive Jay Stalin album because it's always like... Maybe like half the songs at most are tight, and then there's a bunch of songs that are just like, I don't know, like slow R&B tracks with him talking about blowjobs or something that I just like. I mean, like, for some reason, his raps about sex are like 100 times worse than any other rappers.
Well, partly because he's so weird looking, I think contributes to it a little bit.
I mean, I don't know, the way he talks about it is just like so, like, seventh grade, you know? Like, I don't know. It seems like he's like experiencing boobies for the first time.
Oh, right. Isn't he the one who posted his draw anything penis from his iPhone on whatever that program's called?
On his Instagram, he like posted a picture he drew of like a stick figure like sucking dick, and he's like, just a doodle I made, hashtag sluts. I'm like, Jay Stalin, are you 12? What the fuck is wrong with you? So yeah, I don't know what the fuck his deal is. Oh, apparently we're the same age, me and Jay Stalin. So come on, Jay Stalin, be more mature. Settle down and
used to sell candy bars on bars. I think it says in wonderful. Here somewhere.
Oh yeah, I would buy a candy bar from Jay Stalin.
I wouldn't.
Okay,
I'm not buying any candy from those kids on board.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. But, Jesse, I understand there's something else to share with the audience and myself.
Oh, yeah. We got a little poem I wrote. As you know, I occasionally dabble in poetry. Just rhyming poetry.
And if people want to have examples of your beautiful poetry, which is beautiful, they should go to www.noonediesforever.com.
Right? Noonediesforever.com. Nice and simple.
Yeah. And you can see many of Jesse's beautiful written works, and it's well worth your time.
We're up and running now. It's posts coming almost every day, pretty much.
And when you say we're, the plural, you're really just talking about yourself, right?
Yes.
Sorry, that was a real asshole comment, but I had to make it.
Yeah, you're the one who's always fucking posting pictures of interns and fucking dog shit. I never ruin your atmosphere of fucking corporate speak.
Sorry,
you fucking piece of shit. $100,000 on my wrist headquarters. Guess what, guys? We're in a kitchen.
Hey, whoa. By kitchen, he means... Nah.
Yeah, see, it doesn't feel so good, does it, fucking Wizard of Oz? Jeez. Had the curtain pulled away.
Yeah, Jesse really snapped it that way. Yeah, I like the idea of having a big corporation behind all my operations, you know?
Well, the stock image, you really taught me a lot about the humor of stock images.
Oh, yeah.
They sure are funny. Just acting out your own dialogue for people
from
in
stock
images.
Stock photos are great.
Wonderful.
Let me tell you something. My two new favorite stock photos to look at are one, cyberbullying. Google image like cyberbullying stock image and just have a field day. It's a lot of pictures of like teens looking like scared in front of a computer or shocked or like but a lot of them like don't really make sense. Like it's just like a 12-year-old like holding his hands up like in front of a PC. You're like, oh, this is cyberbullying, I guess.
That's great.
Another awesome one. I always wanted to do something with this on the blog, but I could never quite work it in. Is if you Google image like Trouble in the Bedroom stock photo or whatever, and it's just tons of photos of like a couple in bed with a woman in like a nightie. With her arms crossed.
Yes.
Or it, you can put in like erectile dysfunction stock photo. And just
they're all looking off in different directions.
Tons of photos of couples in bed with the woman looking extremely disappointed and the guy feeling like a piece of shit, you know, because he couldn't maintain a boner.
I'm gonna do that.
When you get home, gentle listener, or if you are home already, where do you think people are listening to this? I assume they're out and about.
Good question.
I assume they're probably on public transportation or in a vehicle. Who knows?
I always feel like kind of a loser when I'm listening to a podcast and then they make a reference to like, yeah, if you're on the treadmill or at work or something, I'm just sitting at home listening to it. Like, oh yeah, you're supposed to use a podcast as a way to, you know, speed through something boring that you're doing in life. Not when you have free time, you're not supposed to be listening to podcasts.
So you're literally doing nothing but just listening when you listen to podcasts?
I have before, listened. I was really excited about some podcast dropping.
Right. That's pretty cool, man.
It's the opposite of cool.
Well, it's like, it's so cool. It's so uncool, it's cool, you know?
I don't think it is.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry to hear that. but anyways, Google image stock photos. It's fun.
Okay.
Also, like, if you Google image, like anything with the word ethnic in it, it's generally going to be a good time. Like, ethnic business partner, or,
what ethnicity do you most frequently get?
Oh, man. I feel like Indian.
I had a feeling you were going to say that, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. When I was looking at, stock, business photos, I was like, ethnic business, or something like that. And it was a bunch of, like, pictures of, like, some, like, Middle Eastern guy with the headgear, like, shaking hands with businessmen. And it felt very weird.
Nice.
But anyways, Jesse, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. So this is a poem I wrote.
Oh, you wrote a... Okay, yeah, that's right.
I wrote a poem. Relevant to rap blogging. I thought that would be fun. Because although I'm not really a rap blogger, you know, I'm familiar with the rap blogs. And I even know a couple in person.
Hey-oh-hoo!
Like Thomas.
I don't do it anymore. Listen, man.
I don't know any rap
bloggers. Listen, I'm like the artist formerly known as Prince, where I don't even want to be called a rap blogger anymore, you know?
Damn, okay.
Don't call me Prince.
Well, that would be like if you changed up the artist part instead of... He was like the plumber. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I used to blog, but now I podcast because podcasting is the new blogging.
I guess.
Everyone knows.
Yeah, I'm doing both.
Okay.
So.
I guess you're not that cool, Thomas.
So here's my poem. It's called The Rap Blogger's Prayer.
Okay.
And it's from the perspective of a rap blogger signing onto the internet to see what it has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
See if you like it. Please, O great internet god, I implore you, show me what this lonely night has in store. I'm not asking for much, I just want raps that go, Lord, that make me feel fresh, like a guy on a snowboard. Bring me MP3s that will warrant some replays. Bring me magazine scans and mixtapes with no DJs. Bring me some rare 90s tape rips on Z-Share. Find me online communities. Let them accept me there. Make them worship my album reviews like I'm God. Lord, make me verified. Make me a mod. I will scour the internet searching for slaps while the lesser rap bloggers jack off and take naps. And if almighty Comcast should disconnect me, Lord, I'll blow my brains out all over my keyboard. And then when they find me and they look at my laptop... Make them say, wow, this guy sure did like rap a lot. Amen.
Wow, that's beautiful, Jesse. That's lovely. I feel like I could really relate to a lot of what was being said there.
All right. Well, that's what I was trying to get into the rap blogger's head, you know? Yeah. Because I've always been envious of you guys.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. There's nothing less satisfying than putting tons of effort into something and then putting it out on the internet and getting little to no feedback and then continuing to do it for some weird reason.
Yeah. It's a weird compulsion.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't explain it. Z-Share? Does Z-Share still exist? You referenced Z-Share.
I haven't used Z-Share in quite some time.
I remember Z-Share.
I think it's still out there.
B-Share was like really hot in like 08.
Yeah. You know?
The good old times. But yeah, I think Zippy Share is the go-to file sharing service now. MediaFire started being a little bitch. DivShare is still pretty okay.
Yeah, DivShare is annoying though, sort of.
Yeah.
You got to do that dumb countdown every time.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. It's good for embedding songs.
Yeah, and you can do the cool different colors with their players.
Yeah, yeah. But actually, for my website, I have to use for the embed, I have to use 4Shared because DivShare won't like host an MP3 that is that big.
You know? Ridiculous.
I know. Real shitty thing. I'm not going to pay $10 a year. What am I, a millionaire?
Nope.
I'm not. But soon I will be, thanks to this awesome podcast. This one specifically. None of the others.
This is our best one yet.
Yep. The critics agree. Jesse being a critic. All right. Well, Jesse, do you have anything else to discuss?
Well, I did mention a couple podcasts ago that I could say the alphabet backwards, and I haven't gotten a chance to really do it yet.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the show. We got to wrap it up. Jesse, you know, listen, we're short on time, okay?
Yeah, okay.
This podcast is only 38 minutes long right now, so I'm just kidding. You can say the alphabet backwards. Let's hear it.
I don't want to do it now.
Come on. I'm sorry.
I don't want to do it.
Come on, man. Don't be a pussy.
I'll do it some other time. Maybe I'll do it on my blog. You can check it out on my blog.
You'll type it?
Yeah.
Well, now I feel bad for making a joke. I feel like it struck too close to home, and now you're not making it. You're not doing what you wanted to do, because I was talents. Being an asshole.
I don't hate on fucking, you know, tennis or whatever the fuck you're into.
You can if you want to. Tell me how faggy tennis is.
Very.
Ooh, I'm never playing tennis again.
My dad's a big tennis guy, so that's hard to hate.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, I think we should wrap things up there, Justin. First, before we leave, Jesse, I'm sorry. Can we play a little bit of a song and just talk about how much it sucks?
Okay,
let me cue up the song. All right, before we go, I want to discuss how Yuck Mouth is still making really terrible music, right quick. He has a new song called White Girl. And, first of all, listen to this beat. What do you think of this beat, Jesse?
That doesn't seem so terrible.
I think the beat sounds lame as fuck. It's like a cool beat circa 2006.
Yeah, it sounds old. It sounds like it could be on like an Eminem album.
Yeah. This is the chorus, I think. I don't know, the beat sounds kind of corny to me. Oh, this is the chorus. Anyways, this is what Yuck Mouth sounds like nowadays.
So, like, twerking is, like, sort of what you're doing with your wrist, whipping up crack in the
White
Girl
Pirates. Twerk, yeah. Yeah, it's all a metaphor for kicking crack. Great.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Great stuff.
Great.
All right. I'm going to cut this
off. It's
like
Yuck Mouth if Yuck Mouth is turning in his raps to you. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do with this, Yuck Mouth?
Yuck Mouth, come on, man. I mean, it's like, you're one of my favorite rappers of all time, and you're just making lame music. So cut it out, you know? Make some good music. I'm still on board with you. No, I'm not, actually. I'm done listening to Yuck Mouth.
What's up with that other dude from Loonies?
Oh, Numbskull?
Numbskull, yeah.
He was accused of statutory rape a few years ago, and I understand he has a drinking problem, and he's not doing well in life.
Man.
So, yeah, that's that. Jesse, I think we should get out of here now.
Okay.
You have a plug, though, before we go.
Oh, yeah. One more plug. I have another website. I've gone a little website crazy. So I'd like to real quick plug my other blog, fuckyeahsassyerrormessages.tumblr.com. You can go check that out. It's an exploration of my other passion, which is sassy internet error messages. So go check that out if you are into that kind of thing, too.
Sassy error messages are great.
Fuck yeah, sassy error messages.
Right.
Oh, I thought you were reiterating. I thought you were giving the site again.
Sassy error messages are great because it's always like, it's always the same joke. Like,
it's like they're not a corporation. It's like they're your friend. You know?
Yeah, yeah. And they're like, oops, you didn't find what you're looking for. Unless you were looking for a non-site on right. Website.
That's the new thing with commercials and stuff. It's like using the word awesome and like stuff now. It's like they want to be your friend.
Yeah. Guess what, Tumblr? We're not friends, okay?
Yeah, I'm broken up with Tumblr. I fucking never gonna ever want to see it again.
Yeah, and I never saw it in the first place, so there you go.
Yeah, he was flirting with Tumblr, though. I fucking told him no.
I was. I still might do it. So I hope Tumblr isn't listening. All right, anyways, Jesse, let's get out of here, buddy. Any parting words?
Nope.
Okay, great. Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the 2.1 new songs that we played, and I hope you learned some new things today. And thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you guys next week. Yeah.